Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll say, tough way to go into halftime. Long drive, 17 plays, 92 yards to come out of that with nothing. Tough way to go about it. One of five turnovers for the Patriots in their 21-14 loss yesterday at Gillette against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It is a Patriots Monday, hour two. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll take you through week three of the NFL with what happened coming up less than a half an hour from now. But we're joined every Patriots Monday by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how we doing this week?
Hey, guys.
You get dinged up in the game yesterday. How are you feeling today?
I'm okay.
Is it the kind of thing that could impact your practice schedule at all this week?
You just take it day by day, man.
You know, obviously not the result you guys wanted, but is there any part of you that is at least satisfied in the performance that you had? 8 catches, 90 yards, couple of touchdowns?
No, I'm not at all.
You're moving up the tight end record charts. You only trail Gronk and Ben Coates in receptions. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, it's always, you know, good to be honored and you know, mentioned in the same name as those guys. And we're so successful in this franchise, and I've done so many good things in this profession, man. So definitely an honor to be just in the same name, you know, breath as those guys.
You know, curious, are there times where you need to adjust a route? For example, if it's fourth down for you and your normal route would be like a 5-yard route, but it's fourth and 6, do you take it to 6 yards on that route, or are you still running 5 and then hoping to pick it up afterwards?
It just depends on the concept, man. So sometimes there's a little bit more freedom in a concept, and there's sometimes freedom in a concept where you can do that, and sometimes there's not.
So sticking with that for a minute, you know, there is a play that's designed short of the sticks. What's your mindset and your checklist kind of going in to a big play like that?
You got to find a way to get the first down at all costs, basically. But sometimes, you know, it's just you got to – maybe you're trying to draw a guy in so you can hit a ball behind them and just different things like that. So it just depends on the concept.
You know, as one of the leaders on offense, anytime a guy, you know, fumbles or turns it over, do you go up and say anything to them afterwards? Obviously, they know they screwed up, and obviously they're upset with themselves. Do you say anything to Ramondre or to Gibson, or do you just sort of like let those guys deal with it?
I'm going to let them deal with it for a little, you know what I mean? You know, they know, you know, what happened. It's the same thing sometimes that maybe if you drop a ball, I mean, you know, you dropped the ball. You know, sometimes you don't need to be reminded of it over and over and over again. More just positive reinforcement, because that's a guy we need and has made a lot of plays for us. And so you just kind of try to lift him up and just, you know, try to keep going.
You know, we don't want to pile on, but it is now 2 years in a row. We've been talking to you on this show about Ramondre and the fumbles, and it was a constant talking point last year. He seemed to be taking it particularly hard after the game. Like he said, if I can't hold on to the football, they don't need to keep me. It sounds like you're standing by him, Vrabel's standing by him, everybody's standing by him. But is there a line where it's just you can only take so many of these fumbles?
Yeah, I mean, he knows that. I mean, that's, you know, that's all our livelihood is that ball. So obviously, you know, he said that after the game, and I mean, he means it. He takes a lot of pride in this game and what he does, puts a lot of work in. We have a lot of faith in him. And I mean, he's made a ton of plays for us too. So, I mean, you can look at all the bad stuff, but the amount of good plays he's made for us too, we've needed him.
You guys went up against T.J. Watt, one of the best pass rushers in the league, and a pretty good defensive front for the Steelers. How do you feel like you held up against those guys?
They obviously made some plays, and we could have been better, maybe just helping out the tackles, blocking a little bit better. There's a lot of improvement, man. We've got to improve fast. Just wasn't good enough.
I know you probably face former teammates all the time, almost on a weekly basis, but was it any different facing Jabril Peppers this week, considering he was on the team just really not that long ago?
I don't think it was anything like different. I mean, he's a great player. And so, I mean, you just have to be ready to go. And he was flying around and ready to play, and obviously was ready to play against us for sure.
Okay, last week we got a win with the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week. This week, I know it wasn't a win, but a very good individual performance for you, Hunter, so let's stick with that this week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown! Whoa!
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise!
Surprise, motherfucker!
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 not surprised at all. Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the 2022 Oscars?
Probably 85.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
We broke the scale, Hunter.
I would agree.
Wow.
I was not ready for that.
Yep. Much more shocking than the end of The Sixth Sense or Destiny's Child or anything breaking up. All right. Well, Hunter Henry, we appreciate you being a good sport, joining us every Monday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Hunter Henry.
Thank you.
Joining us here every Patriots Monday. 85.
85. I mean, that was very surprising. I was watching live, Bragg, and I was like kind of like nodding off because it's the Oscars. I'm like, well, every year I watch it, I'm like, why do I watch it? It's kind of boring. And then you hear him screaming at Chris Rock you first hear him like off mic screaming. You're like, that can't be part of it.
Well, you're like, this is, I initially thought staged.
Keep
I'm like,
my wife's name out your f-ing mouth.
I'm like, well, he's a very good actor. He's about to be named the best actor, actually, very soon. So there could be a bit. And then, no, it was not. Yeah, that was wild.
I can't believe he answered 85.
85.
I didn't know that anything even mildly surprised
him. He answered it. Never mind.
Are you surprised he answered it, Nick?
Yes, 85.
86. But there was a slight little chuckle in there, Keith.
He didn't hate it.
He didn't hate it.
He takes losses hard. He's pissed.
I don't think he loves us. He definitely doesn't love losing.
No.
But I think he's starting to warm up a little bit to the surprise question of the week.
He has to be at least a little interested in what the question's going to be.
Yeah.
He has to at least think, like, what are these idiots going to ask
me? No. Every time he gets handed the phone on Monday, that has to cross his mind and go, like,
what is this going to be? What on earth is this going to be? Just a little bit.
What are these dumbasses asking this week? All right, well, again,
found an 85.
I hate to pat ourselves on the back, but week one of the surprise question, they got a win.
Yeah.
Week two, Hunter Henry had a great performance. We'll see what happens in week three of the surprise question of the week. Not necessarily week three of the NFL season. That'll be week four.
A good bit would have been if he just deadpanned every time, 85.
Yeah.
85.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We might be there.
85.
He may. Yeah. He's like,
if I keep answering 85, they'll stop asking.
They will eventually stop asking. Yeah, maybe. Well, then we should go with stuff that's just not very surprising. Yeah. If he starts doing that to us, Keith, we'll just outflank him the other way.
But he was one of the, he really was.
You guys lost again at home. That's not surprising, right? One?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's a one. Yeah.
A one. You guys lost once again.
Okay.
Another loss.
Okay.
But he was one of the bright spots of the team.
Look, he was great.
He was the passing offense.
I was surprised Pittsburgh decided not to cover him in the end zone on the second one, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But real good game for him. He is third all time. The only tight ends who have more career receptions as a New England Patriot, Ben Coates and Rob Gronkowski. That's it. That's the whole list. He passed Marv Cook yesterday for receptions. So he's moving up on the touchdown.
No, for touchdowns, he's still behind. For touchdowns.
No, these are receptions.
Oh, you're talking about receptions.
No, for touchdowns, he's further down the list. But overall, fourth. Receptions, that's where he's at.
He passed Ben Watson for touchdowns, so it's just Gronk, Coates, and Russ Francis that he's chasing down for touchdowns.
How about that?
Yeah.
So we were talking about the pick by Drake May yesterday, which is awful. And a lot of people were giving him excuses in general yesterday, but specifically excuses for the ball getting batted down, like what, the O-line should do a better job on Hayward or whatever. Like, I don't know.
No, that's on him.
The quarterback cannot turn that over. Never mind the fumble after that. We gave him a lot of praise last week for not turning it over. And I'm not naive enough to expect you to never turn it over, but maybe going into the end zone, you shouldn't do that. And maybe you shouldn't be coughing up fumbles left and right like you have. He's lucky he didn't fumble, or he did fumble, but didn't lose a fumble in week one against the Raiders, who, by the way, stunk it up again. I don't know if you noticed that, but the Raiders stunk it up again this weekend.
Although, was it Trey Tucker?
Trey Tucker
had a nice game.
Yeah, I think you'll be hearing from him in the grab bag tomorrow.
Oh, really?
I would imagine you'll be hearing from him in the grab bag tomorrow.
Yeah, he's quite good.
How you feeling about Drake May after the game yesterday?
I got a little bit of pushback on this.
Oh.
And so on Twitter, at Keefe21, it's a free follow. It's a good time. I did after a loss, my Patriots three turds of the game.
I saw this.
So it's basically, it's hockey's three stars, but what I did was I flipped it.
Yeah.
And it's the three turds of the game.
Yeah, the poop emojis.
Yeah, you do poop emojis.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, you do poop emojis. Yeah. And so the three is the most. That's like the best, also the worst in this scale.
Yeah, well, you don't want to be the one poop. You'd rather be
see, that's what confused
three poop,
me
or
most.
Do I have it backwards?
No, three poops the most poop. So that would be the what you do not want to be.
I read it the same way as Jones.
Yeah, me and Nick had that wrong, man. Okay, sorry.
Did I screw this up? Maybe I did.
No,
it's my scale.
I'll be honest, I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it, but that's what I thought, yeah.
You think about it, because if the stars is inversed, it's the opposite of stars. So wouldn't the order also be the opposite?
Well, yeah, that's sound logic, yeah.
So thank you, Terp. So that's very easy to read. So the Patriots, three turds of the game. Three turds goes to Ramondre Stevenson. Two turds, Pop Douglas. One turd, Drake May. People lost their minds. They're like, Keith, you're not a ball knower, is what a lot of people said. You don't know
touch
ball.
Touch grass.
You don't know ball. Yeah. Root for another team.
Yeah. Oh.
Is what some said.
Eeks.
Don't be a Pats fan, they told me.
Yeah.
So Drake May played overall a good game. There was a lot of good in Drake May's game. The interception in the end zone is brutal, and I do put it on him. So maybe people out there, we disagree. Oh, the ball got batted. What do you want him to do? I don't know. Throw it over that guy to the back pylon.
Yeah, don't throw it into someone's big, giant mitt.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe throw a touchdown pass there. So I didn't like that. He also fumbled. Right. So everybody hates Ramondre Stevenson for fumbling. Drake May also fumbled. So Drake May did have two of the five turnovers. So that was a pretty big factor. I don't really blame him for the Pop Douglas. The Pop Douglas play at the end is a Pop Douglas issue. Maybe McDaniels. Maybe, like, could there have been somebody else you could have thrown to? Maybe not. But I'm going to go more on the fumble and on the interception. There was just a couple of other throws that he missed a little bit. So I was more saying the big plays that he had bad.
Yeah.
Sort of
outweighed everything else.
Yeah.
Totally fair.
So that's why I put him on there. So, overall, I thought he had a fine game, but it was just, man, those were brutal.
I saw a lot of this on social media after the game while they were telling you to switch allegiances, Keith,
they
and everything
said,
else.
Keith, you don't know what you're talking about.
It's like Drake May is the least of their concerns. Well,
they don't know what the f*** they're doing.
That's what everybody said. That's what everybody said to me.
I may kind of agree with that. Drake May is down my overall list of concerns. But let me rephrase the question. Do you think he played well yesterday?
I kind of, for stretches, yes.
Okay, for stretches.
Yeah.
Fine, yeah, he flashed.
Yeah.
But the turnovers were killers. You scored 14 points.
Yep.
And it wasn't good enough. It just, what he did yesterday wasn't good enough.
We don't know what would have happened if Ramondre holds onto the ball twice. Well, one of them we do. One of them would have been a touchdown. We don't know what would have happened on that drive and the other time. Mm. And same with Gibson. Right? Like, I think they punted once. So the quarterback of a team where you punt once, pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? But now some of it was self-inflicted.
Yeah,
some
right. of
it was
your. Some of the reasons you didn't punt is because you threw it to the other team. Yeah.
Yeah, but like your running backs fumbled three times and Pop Douglas doesn't know where to line up. That hurts the quarterback. I can't blame the quarterback for those four things. But overall, like a backbreaking pick in the end zone, I outweigh that. If you throw a pick in midfield, that sucks. You live to play another day.
He's lucky he didn't throw another pick because he had one that got dropped.
So bring that up too. I mean, he got away with it. So there was that. But no, I thought he was better than he was week one, not as good as he was week two. And I'll take it overall. I think there was some good in there, but we were hyping him up and saying how great he was in week two because there were no turnovers. It was one of the main reasons. And then for this game, for you to be a part of that, then, yeah, that's why I had him as the one turd.
Any reason? Text line, by the way, is backing you up on your scale.
Three turds is the most.
We did stumble on a good name in the Twitch chat, by the way.
Four?
Terp after Celtics games could do Terps turds.
Terps turds.
Terps turds.
After a loss.
Yeah, or maybe when we do Pure Hoops every Wednesday, Terps turd of the week.
Terps turds. Yeah,
it's not bad. That's a good.
It's pretty good.
Hat tip to the Twitch chat.
All right.
Was Drake May his?
What did you think? Do you think he was good? Or in the middle?
I said overall, he's probably down my list of overall concerns on the team. Yesterday was not good enough for me. So more bad than good.
Maybe
is how
we
I
expect
would
more out of him.
Yeah.
Is another way of looking at
That's
it.
True.
Maybe everybody else is like, I just need like nothing average regular play.
Now, this is not to make an excuse for Drake May because the league should have flagged this. I mean, he should have been in the blue tent after he smashed his head off the ground. But that happened two plays prior to the interception. This is Drake May being asked about any fogginess after he crashed his head off the ground. Here's what he had to say.
If I could follow up on that play, two plays prior to that, you got hit pretty hard. The back of your helmet slammed against the turf. And I just wanted to ask, were you surprised not to get evaluated? Did you have any thought of coming out? Were you in pain? And do you think it affected any of the decisions on the interception?
No, you know, I wouldn't. Shoot, I felt good. You know, I learned from last year. If you get, you know, banged up, you got to get back up quick or they'll spot you. So, no, I felt fine and, you know, feel good now. So, there's two good players that are trying to get after the quarterback. That happens.
Shoot.
Yeah, he got a conky.
So
that's what that sounds like.
I mean, he comes out and says, yeah, I learned last year. You better get up quick or else they're going to flag you. So I think that answered everything for us right there.
Oh, yeah, he got something. I mean, I don't know if you would rule it as an official concussion or not or whatever, but, like, that definitely rattled him a little bit. But, like, most football players, I would say, sort of the wherewithal, be like, all right, I'll get up so I can keep playing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to take me out, and then I do have to go in the blue tag.
Okay,
but it's funny that he even said that.
Yeah, out loud.
Which also may lead you to believe he's still a little concussed.
A little foggy.
Yeah.
So he might have been foggy on that play. That's not an excuse for going out and throwing a pick. But he might have been foggy on that play because it happened, again, two plays before. 617-779-7937. Justin is in D.C., wants to take us to task here. Keith, go ahead, Justin.
All right.
Yeah, gentlemen, I just got to ask, have you guys ever been right on any sports take? And it's not just the Craig Breslow's a good CBO and the reason why they're going to miss the playoffs this year, but it's your Patriots takes.
Justin,
you have the Sox as missing the playoffs,
Justin,
so we're clear?
If they make the playoffs, what? Then we're right or wrong? I'm confused. If they make the playoffs.
I think if they make the playoffs, then you're right with whatever you say about.
Okay, we agree. Well, then let's put a pin in that take until next week.
I was right about Michael Phelps, by the way.
What was that?
I was like, he's going to win a ton of medals.
I was right about George.
Well,
I was right about George Pickens at my anytime touchdown this weekend.
Yeah.
Justin, what's your point on the Pats?
Well, I think there's four quick points. They're not going to win 9 or 10 games, like you said.
Well, that might be true.
Mike Vrabel's a worse coach than Gerard Mayo. He's certainly not better than Dan Quinn or top 15 coaches in the NFL. Their penalties and repeat mistakes are atrocious.
Yep.
The defense is not top 10. It's bottom 5. They have nothing that is good on this defense except for maybe two interior linemen. And then Drake, maybe. The most important thing is turning the ball over, and the guy is a turnover machine. It's like he's at a charity event, and he's trying to give away the football.
Yeah, so I actually agree with most of his takes in there.
Yeah, no, he's kind of coming at us. I don't agree with him on the Mayo thing.
No.
Like, if Mayo's such a good coach, he'd be somewhere.
Vrabel's better than Mayo.
Yeah.
I do believe that. But Vrabel so far through three games has been terrible.
No, Vrabel's not been good. I'll give him that.
The penalties, we started talking about this week one. I'm like, are they even any different than Mayo's team last year?
Yeah.
So I don't know, Justin, you kind of sound like us a couple of weeks ago on this show, mm-hmm. if we're never right about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But two, I hated Vrabel's messaging last week. Like, penalties aren't a big deal.
Yeah, they kind of are.
And then
they
come out and commit a bazillion penalties to start the game.
Yeah.
Like, that starts with the head coach and what he has to say. He's probably closer to Mayo than we thought. I'll meet you there. I think he's better than Mayo. But so far, he's been a lot closer to Mayo than I ever would have thought.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, they're 1-2, and their defense, bottom five might be a little strong, but the defense hasn't been that good.
It ain't top 10.
They need Gonzo back, that's for sure. They desperately miss him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.